selfstorage.com or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you've been here before, then we thank you for being a frequent listener of the show. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends and that hopefully we will be able to inspire you to think about your health in a different way and hopefully make a decision that your health is your wealth and that your lifestyle could possibly even be your medicine. I have seen some amazing things on my journey over the past 7 years, and my journey began with myself, and basically I didn't know that there was life after weight loss, because that's all I was ever focused on since I was a teenager. Just if I could lose weight, if I could lose weight, if I could lose weight, I'd be happy. That's just what I thought, what I believed, what my mindset was. And it wasn't until I learned of a man named Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson, who was the 10th board certified critical care physician in our country. He's done a lot of amazing things, and he had spent basically 20 years helping people, taking pretty much the toughest cases, performing surgery to only give them a chance of thriving again in life. And after doing that and sending people back to their environment, and they were Sometimes they were able to make the changes they needed to thrive, but most of the time they weren't. And the reason that they weren't able to do that was because their habits were in place and they were on just autopilot. So they would go back to their environment and nothing would change. Nothing that brought them to that surgery table to begin with would change. So he learned so much about what needed to happen, and he basically decided to swim upstream and start helping people to interject health and nutrition into their world so that they possibly could live a different path of life. And so far now, over the past, it's going on nearly 20 years, he's helped over 1 million people change the trajectory of their life. So most of those people were just heading down living the habits of disease and heading in a direction, because like we talked about last week, our medical care is, they're just, you know, waiting to receive us, but they only receive us once we're sick. They don't talk about helping us to create health in the first place. And that's what Dr. Anderson set out to do. And that's what he did. He also knew that it had to be something that would be sustainable. It had to be easy to do. People had to see results or they were just going to get burned out. And he wasn't about putting somebody on another fad diet for that, because quite frankly, we've learned over and over here in America that diets just don't work. You go on a diet and next thing you know, we're back to our old habits. But what the synergy that he was able to create with this path that he created was, it's just a peer support system. You know, somebody gets healthy and then they reach out their hand and they help somebody else get healthy. And that's just how the path works. And it's been amazing for me to be on this mission and actually, you know, coming from my background of struggling my whole life of actually being able to reach out and help other people up the mountain to a much healthier place. And we do that with four ways. We know that, you know, you get somebody to work with, we call them a health coach. We were really Dr. Anderson, was one of the first people here in our country to even label a health coach. And now they're everywhere. It's so funny to me. You know, every time you turn around, you've got a health coach, but that actually is what it is. You get a coach to work with. And what I love about that is I just get the privilege and the honor to walk alongside somebody on their journey. And I get to be that accountability like they want me to be. Sometimes it's a little tough love, you know, sometimes it's asking some hard questions. Other times it's just being the cheerleader. And then we also have our education piece, because the other thing that Dr. Anderson knew is that if we don't change our mind and we don't kind of, in a sense, remind our mind, we're just going to fall into the same trap, because those habits are deep neural pathways in our brain, and it's like autopilot. It's kind of like getting on a roller coaster. Once you're on that roller coaster, that's on a track. And it takes work and education to change that. And that's where I really feel like my biggest transformation has come into play, is in my mind. It's just been a very powerful thing to know that I can learn new habits. Now, some of them have been tough, but, and I've really have fought myself on some of them, but it's been worth it nonetheless. And then, you know, a community of support, and that's helped me so much. I actually had somebody refer to the community as her vitamin C, because she gets so much out of it. And then you have to have some path with nutrition. You can't just, you know, it's not about just cutting out carbs, and it's not about you know, doing something for 4 days. It really is. You've got to have a path that you're going to be able to fuel yourself nutritiously. You're going to have to be sure that you're maintaining your lean muscle mass, because you don't need to lose that. And, you know, it's got to be something that's going to be able to give you energy, and it's just strike that balance that you can do and be able to help push yourself forward. So I'd like to just go ahead and just say our, well, it's not up there, so I'm not going to say it because I don't know it by heart. The call-in number, but you could call the station if you like, and if you have any questions, we'll get you on the air. One of my topics that I really wanted to talk about tonight was our brain and brain longevity and protecting and enhancing our future, because goodness, is Alzheimer's is such an epidemic right now, and it's really hard. I know some people that are going through that and dementia, and it is starting to be talked about that it is also, and not every case, so I'm not claiming that, but it also is a result of long-term chronic inflammation. And so being able to turn some of that stuff around is key. And when I started doing a little bit of research about brain longevity, it just is some real strong components that go with helping that. And one of them is exercising our brain. We need to be thinking. We need to be challenging ourselves and not just doing things the same every single day. And it includes physical exercise also, but also really, thinking, learning something new. picking up. I mean, you can do anything when it comes to learning anything new, just even reading a new book or learning a language, or maybe even, gosh, have you ever wanted to learn an instrument? That would be great for your brain. And any of those puzzles, those are really good too. And even something just as simple as this, and this might sound a little bit crazy, but if you cross your arms, just like you always would, okay, and then you uncross your arms, now I want you to cross your arms the opposite way. And if you try that, it's crazy, but it takes a little bit of thinking and it takes some brain work. Just like if you, before you go to bed tonight, if you go to brush your teeth, try brushing your teeth with your opposite hand, because that takes brain work, because you can do it with your regular hand all day long because it's such a habit and that neural pathway in your brain is already etched in there. But when you do take a different path and you use that other hand, or you move the trash can so it's in a different spot, so you have to think about where it is and getting your trash put where it goes, and you just really can challenge yourself in little ways like that. Take a different route home from work one day. And it brings you, first of all, it brings you to the moment. It brings you in the now, but it brings mindfulness to what you're doing. One of the next pieces of keeping your brain healthy, and it's a major area that's essential for brain health, is stress reduction. And we talk about that a lot here, because stress reduction is something that I never really even knew had anything to do. I mean, we all hear that stress is, you know, powerful, and reducing our stress is really a healthy thing. But how do you do that? And do we know what it is for us personally that does help us reduce that? Because if we don't, we just have that cortisol running through us all the time. And if we never have a way to let that go, that's just going to build some chronic inflammation. And it goes back to that whole fight or flight thing. I know we've talked about that here too, but it's one of my favorite topics, because I feel it now. I can feel the stress in my body now that I've been awakened to that. And you get into a stressful situation, or I can even see something on TV that somebody gets hurt or something, and I feel that in my body now. So it's learning how to, it's just learning how to reduce those things. And some great ways is just to move our body, just to walk around, to have some quiet time, to meditate, not medicate, but meditate. Just take some breaths in, focus on that, focus on your breathing, and learn how to just distress. Oftentimes what we do is we turn to things to distress ourselves, but in the long run, there are things that are going to harm us. So we'll turn to food, or we'll turn to alcohol, or smoking, or, you know, gambling. And there's a whole array of other things, but they end up causing more stress in the long run. It's almost like we want something that's going to bring us to our comfort zone and make us, you know, feel good. But it really, over time of doing that supposed stress reduction action, it really takes us into so much more discomfort down the road. So I just want to encourage everybody to find what works for you. And it might even just be calling a friend and having a good hearty laugh. There's so much to that, so much science behind laughter. It's pretty incredible. And then the third major area for brain health and longevity is food. It's brain food. It is eating things that are going to enhance your brain. And it's going to be basically, can you guess? Probably whole foods, pretty much. You know, the basic foods, it's going to be things that aren't refined, things that aren't high in sugar, things that aren't monster drinks and sodas and all those types of things, but it's going to be things that are fresh from our ground and fresh off a tree. And I think everybody knows pretty much about whole foods in this day and age, but we just don't do it as often as we should. And I don't know why that is. I know part of it is because people will say, well, eating healthy is expensive, but you know what? You know what else is expensive? Illness. Illness is expensive. And I just talked to a woman today who basically said that she could spend money on healthy food for the month, or she could spend money on an ambulance ride. And I thought, wow, what a way to put it. So you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95.5, Coleman's own independent radio. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks for tuning in.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Seed Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Coleman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Coleman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12. More information is available online at seedharvestmusicacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today. Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Maker's Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in tonight on this cold, rainy night here in Coleman. I can't believe that we are just about to the end of October. It's amazing how fast this year has gone. And one of the things that I've learned is that we can, you know, time's going to go no matter what. And we have an opportunity to improve ourselves all along the way, or stay the same, or unfortunately just go with the flow. And the flow is unfortunately not going in the best direction. And in this time of our world, health doesn't just happen. Health makes a lot of sense, but health doesn't just happen. And it's up to us to make a decision for ourselves that we want to be healthy. And then it's not just going on a diet, but it's actually finding a path. And if you don't know anybody who's on a path to healthier living, then I just encourage you to reach out. And I'd love to introduce you to a whole group of people across the country who are on just that path to improving themselves, improving their world, their life, their health, their family's health, and their friends, and, you know, just linking arms and moving forward and going after some goals. And just so you know too, you know, I didn't know this, and it's still something that is just in awe to me that it's not really common that we talk about this, but optimal health, do you know what optimal health actually means? It means that we're fulfilled, that we've got an abundance of finances. You know, we're not living paycheck to paycheck, because that's, you know, that kind of like freaks you out when you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. And that causes a lot of mental stress. It could cause a lot of physical stress. So it's financial health. It's mental health. You know, are you able to have the relationships you want? Do you have time for spirituality? Do you have, do you feel fulfilled? You know, are you being able to follow your passions? There's so much to mental health, and then also physical health. You know, how do you sleep? How do you eat? How do you handle stress? Are you, you know, exercising? Are you moving your body? I know that most of the time there, you know, everything else is just sort of swept under the rug or not even talked about at all. The only two things that are ever really touched on are diet and exercise, and there's so much more to the picture. And I'm so grateful that I learned it. I would have loved to have learned it earlier in life to be able to be passing this message on, but I learned it nonetheless. And so I will forever be on the fighting side of this and encouraging people that it doesn't matter whatever area you want to work on. You want to work on your sleep. You want to work on reducing your stress. Do you want to work on your eating or your finances or whatever it is, that we can always take a step and start to move things in a better direction and change the trajectory of what it could be. I just learned that, you know, like most Americans don't even have a savings account. And boy, that's something that is, that's kind of hard to think about, because what happens if an emergency strikes? You know, that's a stressor just even thinking about that. But it's just really great information, but that's all that it is information, unless you start to use it and apply it to your life and take action and move forward. And that's a really tough thing to do sometimes if you don't know what direction to go in. So if you're looking to find out, you know, where is the best place for you to start in your world, hit me up. I've got a great well-being evaluation that will help you be able to narrow down and find the areas that you might want to start looking at to help you. And it's free, and it's great information, and I will gladly share it with anybody that's interested. And you can find that just by reaching out to me at path-changers.com, and that'll take you to my Facebook page, and just send me a message and I'll get that to you. Or you can always email me at colemancoach@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to share that. That's what I love about this is, you know, it's, we all have an area that we can be better in, and it helps me be better just by talking about it. And it helps me be better by having people come alongside me who want to be better. And that's the way we're going to change be able to change the face, not only of our town, but of our state. Because come on, man, we gotta help Coleman get healthy and then help Alabama get healthy. Because unfortunately, like, we're pretty bad out of all of the states in our country. And, you know, we're smart people. And we just got to start taking action and implement what we know and stop saying someday. We just really need to be able to band together and help each other. Unfortunately, it's so frustrating that we get told that 80-20 rule. Just eat healthy 80% of the time, and then you can do what you want 20%. You know, you can kind of have those unhealthy choices. And that's awesome, and that's a great thing. However, not when like 90% of the choices are unhealthy and the 10% that might be healthy, they're not readily available. And you have to, it's like you can't just, they're not out in the open and you just can't find them. And then if you do eat them, someone's got to say some snide comment like, "What are you on a diet?" And it's just like, man, why is it like that? We should all really be eating like we're diabetic. And we'd all be so much healthier and happier and feel better. The only thing that would change, I think, is our taste buds wouldn't be getting all that flavor. It's almost like we're doing it to suffice our taste buds. And you know what? If you even think about that, they're not even our buds because they're not helping. So anyway. All right. I did want to touch on, since we're talking about brain health, I did want to touch on a little bit about the brain food, just in case anybody out there is interested. And I thought that this would be a fun one to talk about. So foods for better blood flow, chocolate. There you go. See? Chocolate in the pure form of cocoa, or 70% dark chocolate, contains flavonoids that help keep your cerebral blood vessels open, something that's particularly important when we're over 55. Other flavonoid-rich foods include wine, especially red wine, grape juice, and black tea. Just to be sure, you know, just be sure to avoid foods that are high glycemic, which I think grape juice is, but definitely look for a brand that doesn't have additional sugar added to it. So, and I want to talk too, just to share some of the herbs and spices. The following choices are especially useful in helping the brain replenish its neurotransmitters and remove dangerous beta amyloid. I need to look that up, because I don't even know exactly what that is. I'm sure I probably have some. Okay, so turmeric. We always hear great things about turmeric. So turmeric, basil, lemon balm, black pepper, and sage. Hello, Thanksgiving's coming. There's going to be sage overload. And then mint, salvia, and then lemon rosemary. Pretty neat. And I need to try some turmeric. I've read a lot of great things about that. And if you're out there and you listen, or if you're listening and you use turmeric on a regular basis, I would totally dig it if you would hit me up and tell me how you use that, because I would really like to share that with definitely with the listeners, but some other people in my world. So I'm going to run through this really quick because we're getting to the end of the show. Supplements for your brain. And supplements are part of, you know, optimizing our health, and they're a great start. But there's a few more that are particularly important for brain health. And for a serious boost to brain longevity, you can try vitamin E, vitamin B6, alpha lipoic acid, coenzyme Q, I think that's kind of like CoQ10, zinc, selenium, magnesium, and vitamin A. So there you go. That hopefully will help boost your brain, which it's so necessary So listen, I really appreciate you guys taking the time out of your busy lives to tune in. And if I can help you anyway, reach out. Stay tuned because you got Big D coming up next, and I'm sure he's got a fantastic lineup as always. Thank you so much, and everyone, choose health always. You and your body are worth it. Thank you so much.